Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and we are celebrating the sounds of Los Angeles Records today on this gloomy Friday here where I am. I hope it's beautiful where you are. It's very gloomy here. We got lightning and thunder, all kind of craziness going on here, as we do in Texas quite often, unlike California where I've been for 40 years. But anyway, much love to all you guys, and listen, today is a very special day because we love to celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. The music that came from the Whispers, Shalimar Dynasty, Lakeside, Collage, The Deal. It's just so much stuff that goes on, and with the, you got Midnight Star as well. Come on, man. And, it's just so much fun with those guys, and their music was so good and was such a blessing to all of us, right? We all enjoyed it. So today what I'm just going to do is just going to remind you of those times. And so this is a day that is all about Solar. So every song that you hear today will be from Solar Records. So thanks for coming to hang out with us. Much love to our brothers and sisters all around the world. Much love. We appreciate you and love you very, very much. And happy birthday to all the October babies, right? All the October babies, as this is my birthday month as well. But it's not until Sunday. So listen, I also want to remind you guys that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. All right, so we're getting close to the end of it. I hope that you guys have taken this serious. It's very important, and especially for the men. We men can get breast cancer just like women. So, if you feel something, you need to get it checked out, right, as soon as possible so that you can prevent yourself from being really sick with it. All right, guys, so please just do your best to be your best. Take care of yourselves. And just be good. We got to do that. Sometimes we get lazy about, especially as men, we just kind of get stupid. So I don't know what's wrong with us, but we just think that it'll go away, and that's part of the reason why these women outlive us, man, because we don't take it serious, and we really need to. Okay, so here we go, here on Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you, and we thank you so much for tuning in. We're gonna start off with my group, Dynasty.
man. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful song by The Deal. And absolutely, let's not let anyone come in between us, right? And it's sometimes that might be a little difficult for some of us. So we have to kind of keep our eye and our hearts locked into each other, because the devil is busy, and he will tear us apart, and then we will find out later, what the heck happened here? Why did I let this happen? And when you find yourself starting all over, a lot of us don't want to be in that place. And sometimes but it's so important that we pay attention to those cracks that are there, because those cracks will get bigger and bigger, and before you know it, you have a gaping hole in your relationship, and in some cases it's not recoverable. And so just pay attention, right? And I just want you guys to know how much I appreciate you and all the things you do. I just want to give a shout out to Greg as well for the great flyers that he made for us. Thank you, Greg. And Greg just had a birthday too. I posted it. You guys have seen it, right? And so people are starting to say happy birthday to me. And thank you. My birthday is on Sunday. We sometimes get into the birthday weekend kind of thing. I don't know. So that's, and I said it on the video. So I was like, I said that on the video. So I need to make sure, just not ignore the fact that I said it. So, what's up, Astrid? How you doing, sweetheart? I hope you're, doing good. I'm glad you went and worked out and had your good workout. That's all good. That's obviously something that we have to continue to do, right? Take care of ourselves. And so much love to you, and I keep up the great work. We really appreciate it. Give a shout out to my brother Chuck Gentry. What's up, Chuck, down there in Miami? I hope everything is safe for you and your mom down there, man. We're praying for you guys. It was just a terrible, terrible thing over there, and it's a long cleanup process. The song that I played before, Let No One Separate Us, was Fantastic Voyage by Lakeside, my brothers, Pete. Those guys are just absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate them. And I had such an intimate relationship with those guys, but on the road, they were so good. They were so kind. And they really blessed me as a young man, first time being on the road. And they were just there and took care of us. And I interviewed someone the other day that was from, the Pacers, Indiana. Yeah, there you go. And so I interviewed someone in Indiana the other day, and I remember when we were on the road and our bus broke down. Dynasty and Shalimar were sharing a bus, and our bus broke down, and it was kind of ugly. It was kind of ugly because our bus caught on fire, and the engine was on fire. And it was right in the middle of the winter, and so we jumped out. We jumped off the bus, some of us, and jumped out and opened up the back, and we seen the fire, and we grabbed snow, and we started throwing the snow on the engine to put the fire out. It was a scene. It didn't feel as cold as it was, because our energy and we were so hyped up about, oh my God, clean this, save our bus. And so, and we did, and but we ended up getting a makeover on our bus. And in the process, while they were doing a makeover on our bus, we were riding with Lakeside. Dynasty was riding with Lakeside, and so I think Shalimar was riding with the Whispers, and so it ended up being pretty cool. you know, just really bonded as a family when that was going down and got real close. Everybody got really close. It was a nice, wonderful 6-month tour, at least 6 months. We were just all over the country. And, you know, it's so intimate to me. I really wished that we could have continued, but we had the dynasty. I had to get back in the studio to start recording new albums for the groups that were out there. And so that's, so you have the good side, right? Where, you know, you heard that saying, they say you can't have your cake and eat it too, right? And it's like, what? Why? Why can't we have our cake? Why? What's the purpose of having a cake if you can't eat it? But, you know, we were recording and producing and writing all this stuff, but we needed to go in the we had to stay in the studio because we had so many other people that we were recording and producing and writing. Well, mainly Leon was doing the production, and we started doing the writing for him. And we loved doing live, and we wanted to get back out there live, but we just couldn't. It was just hard. It was just devastating. It was just, oh, man, it was just too much. And it's really sad because Dynasty would have been a wonderful, wonderful live performing group that was actually stuck in the studio and forced to be in the studio and write and produce for everybody else. So it is what it is. We can't cry over spilled milk. We just have to be appreciative and grateful, and I thank God for that opportunity, if nothing else. All right, so the next song I want to play you guys is a song I wrote for the Silvers as we were stuck in the studio working on everybody's record. And so kick back, relax, and this is a song that features Pat Silvers, the youngest girl, and Pat's so beautiful, and her personality is so wonderful. We've had her on. She comes on the praise shows on Sundays. But anyway, here we go on Solar Records Radio. This song is called I'm Falling.
I'm
musical thing. All right, guys. So something ironic happened. I played the first song for you that I really enjoyed working on the Silvers album, and I wrote that song for the Silvers. And then the next song I went to, I said, I need to play a Whispers song. And then a role called Keep On Loving Me. And so then I thought, well, you know, I need to play a Carrie Lucas song. And then I went to the third song that I wrote, and that was called Show Me Where You're Coming From. So that was a songwriter's block for myself. So, and a different version of block, right? Not the block where I can't think of what to write. It's the block that I played all the songs I wrote. And so, well, thank you once again, Leon Silvers, for giving me the opportunity. I have to say something because my phone is kind of blowing up here, and it's because of a flyer that Greg made. And Greg, I just posted it right up underneath the last song that I posted. This flyer, people are loving it very, very much, man. So, you know, hats off to you, man. You're getting a lot of love. Kevin Spencer, I mean, all kind of people are just loving that flyer. Nidra Silvers said it was absolutely gorgeous, a flyer. So much love, my brother. Much love, Greg. And but, you know, you are very talented. And, you know, we all believe that. And thank you so much for, you know, just being who you are and doing what you do for Solar Records Radio. It is not taken for granted at all. We appreciate you and love you. And like I said, Greg's birthday is in this month, just like mine, and there's others. Now, I want to correct something. William Shelby is at the end of September the 30th. Mine is October the 30th. And Richard Randolph is July the 30th. So we are all the 30th guys. I'm sorry, Kevin Spencer was June the 30th. So we were all the 30th guys. I think I got that right, right? Yeah. I thought it was Richard. But maybe it was Kevin. Yeah, June the 30th. But anyway. No, it wasn't Kevin. I don't think it was Kevin. I think it was June the 7th. So it was Richard. Yeah, August the 30th, I believe. And August the 30th, because he's a Leo. And then William Shelby, the 30th. September the 30th. And then Wardell Potts Jr., the 30th. Anyway, so we're going to keep moving and grooving here on Solar Records Radio. I hope you guys are enjoying this music, as I am just really blessed with it every single time I play it. And I, you know, I'm thinking I'm gonna play it again this week, I'm gonna play it again next week, but it never gets old to me. It's just one of those things. I love it. And so speaking of that, let's keep on going here on Solar Records Radio. Many blessings to my friends over there in Cali. What's up, Cali? I see y'all. God bless you guys, and thank you so much for always tuning in. I know it's early in the day for you guys, so for my friends over there that are on the radio, you know, using the computer at work and listening to the show, thank you so much. God bless you guys. Let's roll. Let's go. We'll be right back.
to get the ladies in the palm of his hands. But he's still a knight, fight the hype, hard excites the night, kicking at the right type, hit the round table, placing labels on a man who's slick as Clark Gable. He's all just a black, riding horseback, giving all the fine ladies a heart attack.
Oh,
Yeah. Babyface, you did that well. You did that good. The truth of the matter is, I really do miss the ones that we lost from Solar. They really were a blessing to us all, and to the ones listening, and to the ones that were at Solar, and to so many other musicians. You know, William Shelby, with his amazing ability to keep it simple and make hits, you know. I mean, he was very special. I mean, in that way, he would bring that flavor, exactly what was needed for Leon. I mean, to start playing the bass in circles around what Will was playing. And Will would play these little simple triad chords, you know, very simple. But simplicity was the key. And you know, because when you get too complicated, it kind of gets in the way of the melodies. And so Will was really good at keeping it very simple. So Leon was able to work his magic around Will's chord progressions on the bass, and also melodically, you know, coming up with melodies and stuff, like with Second Time Around, and you know, all the songs that Will, you if you look at Will's discography, is just ridiculous. He wrote so many songs, and the beat goes on, and it went on and on and on with Will, and so, you know, just his character, he was such a gentle guy. He was soft, and he was not aggressive, and he was not arrogant. He was just kind of a real cool guy from Dayton, Ohio. And for me, he was very loving because he knew that I was out here just like he was in California and didn't know anyone. And so he received me as he was there before me. And he, you know, he really helped to nurture me and keep me in a good place. Outside, of course, Kevin Spencer, who I ended up living with in the for the first year. Actually, it went on to about 4 or 5 years because we kept going on the road. It was like no need to get a place, right? And so we were on the road and in the studio, on the road and in the studio. So eventually I was like, I want a girlfriend. I need a place. I can't bring girls over to mom's house. And so, but I did, but it just, you know, when you want to take it to the next level, you got to take it to the next level, right? And I had to man up and get my own place. And mom really helped me to grow as a young man. And I appreciate Mom Spencer. She's still here at 90-something. So come on. And then you got Richard Randolph, who I was really close to, and I really miss him a lot. You know, I still see his pictures around here, and I go, Richard, and you know, just so frustrated, you know, because that's the way life is. You're here one moment, and the next moment we're gone. And so that's why I talk to you guys and my friends and family, and that we need to love each other. You know, I tell you, politics has really, really become a really bad thing. It's a really bad thing because it's made us like we're two different countries. The two parties are like two different countries. They hate each other so much. And it's really sad. Okay, let me, thank you. Thanks, Greg, for that. I'll fix that. I think it's better now, right? I had the speakers up pretty loud because I was enjoying the music, Greg. Sorry about that. But I just want to say that, you know, we had just an amazing relationship between Richard and myself. We talked every day. He was a good guy. And I remember when he got sick and he didn't think it was that serious. And he was doing he was like, all right, I'm going. But he kept going to the doctor. And next thing you know, he was gone. It's like, whoa. That was just way too much, you know. So when I hear that song, I Miss You, it makes me think about all my brothers and from Solar and my sisters that we lost. And I just, you know, the people that worked inside of Solar Records, you know, that you guys would never know were blessings to us and blessings to you guys. They worked so hard to make things happen. And so all of them, to rest in peace, including the CEO, Mr. Dick Griffey. The one and only CEO and the one and only Mr. Dick Griffey, rest in peace. We, you know, he He was rough. He was hard. But he was who he was supposed to be to make it all happen. He did what he was supposed to do. And some people didn't like that. And there's certain things about it. I mean, he told me not to wear shorts up to his office anymore. I was like, what? What are you talking about? I'm riding a bicycle. I got to wear. I'm not coming up in jeans on a bicycle. But, you know, he just like, he punches, you know. And then every once in a while, like when we were, he would come to the concerts and we were on stage performing, you could see the smile on his face. He was so proud. And we'd come off stage and slap five and elbows and, you know, and he was very beautiful and pleasant. And so, but he's gone too, you know. So when I hear that song, I Miss You, I think about, you know, all of these guys that were really good. Dick's mom would come there, and she did a gospel album with Solar. I don't know if you guys know that. And so we really enjoyed that. Greg, is that better? I'm hoping that you are there, Greg. Okay, he gave me a thumbs up. Okay. Lots of effects. Okay. Enhance. Yeah, I fixed it, I think. Yeah. All right. So anyway, all right, guys. Well, I want to get back to the music, and I don't want to dwell too much on the negative part, but just, you know, the politics thing is just really dark and ugly, and it's really causing us to dislike each other. And when we start disliking each other, what do we have? We don't have anything. We don't have anything to be proud of. We don't have anything to want to better and bless, because we're hating each other. That's like we have blinders on. We're, you know, you kill. No, I'm not the enemy. You're killing your own team. What are you doing? What are we doing? But both, we're doing it to each other, and we have to stop it. And we're turning. I mean, someone tried to go after and kill the House Speaker yesterday, and she wasn't there, and so they start beating up on her husband. What is that? What? How did politics get that crazy? Now this man is being charged for murder, attempted murder. You know, I mean, you just threw your life away because of politics. You know, and you almost, you know, took someone else's life. So it's ugly, guys. And I just pray that we come together, not just our country, but all countries that are having this divisiveness between each other because of politics. Stop hating each other and start loving each other and start blessing the whole country and not just your agenda. Get off of it. Get off of it, because that agenda is destroying us. Okay? All right. As y'all hear Midnight Star in the background, let's get a little bit more of Midnight Star. We'll be right back. Beautiful, beautiful song. That's one of my favorite Midnight Star songs. I love them. I love those guys. And I just can't wait to see them live. It's like, they're just amazing. It's just like, wow. They drive me crazy. But I hope they get that over here in Texas. So I want to go see them. Okay, so I'm going to get to a question. Aye, aye, aye. Okay, in the studio, lots of effects are used. Yes, they are. Lots of effects are used to enhance, change the sound of guitar, vocal, keyboards, etc. But what could be done to enhance the drums? Okay, so the same thing, actually. What the effects that, you know, so you have, first of all, we want to start with, we always started with the raw sound, okay? And so we made sure that the room had its own sound on my drums. And that's pretty much a part of the reason why we married Studio Masters, because of the sound of the drum room. And it was a 12 by 12 room, if not 12 by 15 room. It was a nice size room, and it was all wood floors, and it had baffle boards around the center of the room on the wall, right? But not the stands. These were actually glued into the wall. And right in around the center, let's say about maybe 6 feet up, 6 feet up from, that was the top of it. And then the bottom went down to about, 3 feet or something. So, and the baffle boards pretty much the room. And so my drums, a lot of people were taking their drums and they would put their drums on carpet. But I didn't put my drums on carpet because we wanted the drums to sound hard, right? So I would take duct tape and tape my drums to the floor. It gave the kick drum such a hard sound, and also because the carpet would absorb it, right? It would absorb some of the sound. So with no carpet, it's just boom. And so it's just wood, glass, and my drums in that room. And then the baffle boards that went around the center of the room. And so, and once we did that, then the engineers would do what they needed to do to make sure that they EQ'd the drums the way that they thought was the best way. And so I'm just playing. I don't know that stuff. And Leon had a better idea. He was already a producer, and he was the producer. So, but he trusted the engineers, even though he would tweak here and there. And that's why he hired them, because he trusted them. And so they would do Bob Brown and Steve Hodge and Jim Shiflett, and those guys would get in there and they would do their thing and tweak everything. And then after that, we would record everything flat, right? We would record it flat. And then after we were finished with it, when they went to mix, then they start adding the effects to it and to enhance the sound. And then they would put like a gate reverb on my snare. And with the hand claps, they would put the gate reverb on it. And we were notorious for our hand claps, and they would sit right on top of my snare in the mix. And they put that gate reverb on it, and it gave it that pop, pop. And that was just like, oh, man, that would catch you, you know. And so that's how it happened in terms of the drums. I hope I answered your questions. Can you talk about the looping? Okay, so with looping, back in the day, see, some people, so we didn't loop back in the day. We played the songs all the way through, like your question says. I didn't read the whole question, but yeah, but a lot of times people would just loop it over and over and play the same thing over and over. But we played all the way through. And see, the difference in playing it all the way through and the benefit of playing it all the way through is that you get that live feel. You get that real touch. You get the real deal. You're not just, it's that, because when you loop it, it almost becomes like a computer. It's just repeating the same thing over and over and over. See, so the groove, when you're playing it live and all these musicians, we are communicating with each other and we're feeling each other. And sometimes when one person plays something a little different than another person plays something different to complement that. And that's, and it just keeps going and it keeps going. And I would do little things too. And we all had these inflections and Leon would slide on his bass. Woo, you know, and so, but we're still playing the same groove. Right? But you're getting all this other stuff in the groove when you play it through. But if you just loop it, like we do so much on our computers nowadays, we just loop it. So you just loop it. It's just, it's not that good. Now, I have a friend by the name of Brian Morgan, who is a great producer. And Brian, he would have the stuff loop, but then he go back and play the parts, and he kept on enhancing the parts. And I was so proud of Brian that he was that aware that, you know, we got to keep this live. I got to keep it moving. I got to keep me making sure people love it and then they're happy and they feel it. And, you know, and as a musician, like Brian was or is, That's what we have to do. We got to keep it going, keep it live, keep it feeling good, and so not just a producer that knows how to loop stuff. So, yes, I hope that answered your question. Good question. Thank you so much for that question. So, guitarist, let me see the next question. So, guitarist had reverb, etc. With hat, is that W hat? I'm not sure what that is. W hat. Did they do with drums? W hat. Okay, repeat that question for me. So guitars had reverbs, etc. What hat did they do with drums? What hat? I don't understand the question. I don't know what hat means. What hat did they do with drums? I'm confused. I know you're in another country. The English, what hat did they do with drums? So guitars had reverb, etc. Okay, so I'm going to try to answer it like this. You're saying so guitars had reverbs. Oh, I answered it. Okay. Okay, cool, great. All right, I'm sorry. All right, cool. I was like, okay, what is that? All right, anyway, so thank you for the questions. I really appreciate it. Kevin Spencer was going to call in, but he's not feeling good. So, Kevin, we hope you're good. And thank you all. I appreciate you guys very much. We're going to keep this music going here on Solar Records Radio. If there's any requests, anything you want to hear, please feel free to, call in and share, your thoughts, and I'll try to play that song for you. I want to play this song because this song is, this is a song that really taught me what pocket was. This is for my musician friends. This is a song that taught me what pocket was, locking into the groove. And so Leon Silvers is playing the bass on this song, and I'm playing the drums on this song. And I tell you, once we started playing this song, once we started recording this song, I knew then and there. When I went back in the studio to listen, I was like, yes, that was it. Because when we were in the studio recording it, I remember saying, I am locked into this bass line so tight, there will be no room to breathe. And I locked to Leon. I was locked onto that bass line. And when I went in the room to listen to it, I was so excited. And that's when I learned what Pocket really was, what Leon was trying to tell me the whole time. And it was just a beautiful feeling and an amazing opportunity. And so thank you, Leon Silvers, for being my teacher. You know, I got to tell you, man, I got to bring this mic a little closer. Song is so powerful to me. I am so, I love it. I hope you guys love it like I love it. It makes me absolutely crazy. And, so we used to go over to Wally's studio and where he, the mastering studio. And so mastering, yes, the question is, what does it mean to master it? What does it mean? So he mastered the song and Wally, we took everything to him. He was just the guy, right? And so he had a way of after we mixed, so you would go in and you would record the song just to give you the process, right? You go in and record the song, right? And then you do your overdubs and you clean it up and, you know, you make it so that it's good to go, right? And so then we would turn it over to Larrabee Studio. Larrabee was in West LA. And so we take it over to Larrabee Studio to get it recorded. I'm sorry, let me turn it down a little bit. And to get it mixed. Steve Hodge was our mixing engineer. And so he would basically just tear the song all the way down to the bottom. And so he would tear it all the way down, and then he would just start bringing up each piece at a time, each piece at a time, each piece, and it just bring, and you know, and eventually, bam, he's got it mixed, he got everything balanced the way he wants. Then he's EQing it, and then he's adding the reverb and giving it a little bit more love and a little more flex and pops and all this great stuff that makes gold and platinum records. And he's just giving all the love to the song, and he's absolutely amazing because he would sit there for days and doing that. Days, not for a couple of hours, days. And you sit there and get it just right. And then, bam, send it to the machine to record it and keep it. And so then after that, we would go over to the mastering lab where Wally would put it into this machine. And his room was, you know, it looked like you're inside of a... an airplane up in the cockpit. It was like all these knobs and what is going on in here. And so then he would run the mix of our song through this machine, and then he was able to enhance parts of the song like he had access to it directly, but he didn't. He had to actually use what he had, and he was able to make the kick drum louder, or he could make the snare drum louder. And I'm like, how can he do that? He don't have access to the individual parts. He just has a stereo mix of the song, but he had the capability. He knew exactly what frequencies to move around, and he would do that, and it was just so beautiful. He could make the vocals pop a little bit more, and he would make it what we called radio ready. He made it radio ready. And so, you know, you thought when you got the mix, you were feeling like, whoa, this is awesome, and you're so excited. And then when the mastering came, it was like, whoa, it went to a whole other level. And then that's the way you guys would get it, and you would hear it. And, but anyway, yes, so that's mastering. Woo, mastering is a big, beautiful gift and opportunity. And let me see. And Gene Dozier arranged the strings and horns. Can you remember that part? Okay, so can you remember that part being added? So basically, there was so much going on, and that was so long ago. But for the most part, to be perfectly honest with you, I wasn't there all the time for the strings in the beginning. But then Leon and I ended up getting a place together, and I was always there. We were always together. And so let me tell you about Gene Dozier. He's from my home. Philly is in the house. He's from Philadelphia like me. And when I met Gene, he's such a beautiful spirit, very nice and gentleman as well. And I remember Gene coming into the rehearsal hall where we were rehearsing, and I didn't know who he was or what he did and what was going on with him. I just knew he was a guy that Leon liked, and he was a nice guy. And so I had no idea he was what he was. And so next thing I know, Gene went over to the Art Quadra, and we were at this point working on And the Beat Goes On before we went in the studio to record it. And so Gene went over to the Art Quadra and started messing around and, you know, pushing things and stuff. And so I was thinking maybe he's a keyboard player. And so we just going and just, you know, breaks and doing this and doing that. And then finally, you know, we were just, you know, playing a groove through. And then Gene all of a sudden was playing, dun, 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 dun. I was like, oh, my God, what is that? And we all fell in love with it. It was like, yes. And so that's because he is an arranger. He knows how to arrange strings and everything. So he just did it on the keyboard to give us an idea. And that became the keyboard part because it was so prevalent and it was so good for And the Beat Goes On. As a matter of fact, he should have got writer's credit. It was so good. But when Gene, I mean, you could hear the strings and the horns and all that stuff, those movements and stuff, he was able to hear all of these other things happening, which is amazing to me, that you could hear all these other things happening around all the things that's already happening with the chords and the vocals and, you know, and it's like, you know, how much more music can you hear? And these guys were able to hear so much more. That's why they were what they were. Or became what they were. And so, like I said, I don't remember the specific moment, but man, oh man, what an amazing arranger he was. We lost him as well, I believe, in the late 80s out in Las Vegas. He had a heart attack. So another one of them, when I play that song, I Miss You, another one of those people that we think about. So anyway, love, love, love. Let's say, do y'all hear collage in the background? All right, come on. Let's get going, a little collage. We'll be back.
Make up your mind. driving. Come here. Got something for you.
Yeah, they just keep it going and keep it going. I'm telling you, that's how we used to do it back in the day. Those records were 8-9 minutes long. It was like, what? Yes, yes, yes. Because you just keep on adding. You keep bringing that fire. And you're starting to try any and everything at the end of the song. Oh, yeah, I got this idea. I'm going to try it now since we're past the main part. Just in case it doesn't work. Oh, man. Anyway, so, guys, thank you so much. It's been nice doing this with you. I love you, and I appreciate you very much. And here we are, 10 minutes left in the show, and I have one more question to answer. And I'm just praying that you all have a blessed and beautiful weekend. Thank you for starting your Solar Weekend off with us here on Solar Records Radio. And I also want to give a shout-out to Dylan, my friend in the hospital, who just recovered from brain surgery, and he did well. He went through it well, and he looked great. So we're so proud and so happy for you, Dylan. God bless you, bro. I'll be up there to see you soon. I'm coming to see you. All right, so let's see. Let me get to the question here. And it says, which track do you wish you had played recorded on? Which track do you wish that you had recorded on by other Solar artists, and why? Oh, when I read that, I was like, what? Okay, so I love everything. I wish I could. Okay, I have to be careful because it's not that I don't like the way that the other musicians played on it. I just like the song so much I want to play on them. All right? So, and I have to keep it real. You know, I like a lot of Lakeside songs. I love what Fred did, and I would probably copy off of him. But I just want to play them. I want to play those songs. I like Midnight Star. Use the song right now that you hear, Hotspot. I love that song. Man, I would love to play on that. And I wish that I played on Electricity. Boom. That was, woo. And so, Collage, I love their stuff and wish I had a chance. But Babyface, man, Tender Lover, that comes on, man. That is like, woo. I wish I played that instead of the drum machine that played it. I wish it was a real person on that song playing. So those are some of the Solar songs that, I love all the stuff by Shalamar and the Whispers, some of the songs I didn't play on. But, you know, we were a family, and so it just worked out the way that it worked out, and I'm blessed because of it. So, anyways, thank you guys so much again for tuning in today, and thank you for your questions. I love you. Thank you for blessing Solar Records Radio. Thanks to Greg for all the things he does behind the scenes. Same for Astrid behind the scenes. Same for Don Fleming, as he is running like crazy right now trying to close a deal. And so we're just really blessed to all these people. Keep up your prayer. He's been going through stuff, but he's good, and he trusts God, so keep him in your prayer. And yes, we lost a lot of people, and we're going to continue to lose people because that's the laws of nature. We were born to die. And so, but in the process, while we are living, let's love each other, please. You know, that's, you know, we never know what tomorrow brings us, so let's do our best to be our best and take care of one another. Thank you so much for being a part of Solar Records Radio. God bless you guys. Have a blessed rest of your evening, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
With you, and when you touch